This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Hour number two of USA Prepares with Dr. Norman Shuley, medical doctor. Dr. Shuley, we talked about rice, we talked about arsenic, and it's as simple as this. If you're going to make it yourself, you just soak the rice overnight in water, plenty of water. The arsenic will be absorbed by the water, and you pour out the water and then add fresh water. And that's the plan if you're going to have rice. But it sounds to me like it's crazy to go to a restaurant and have rice, because I doubt that they would do anything like that. You know, I don't think they're concerned about anything other than one thing.
That means to me 99.9999% of all Chinese restaurants should be avoided.
Absolutely. Absolutely, that's exactly what you're saying.
Maybe worse than McDonald's.
Well, I remember reading about this restaurateur who owned a Chinese restaurant, and he said, the guy interviewing him said, I see you like monosodium glutamate. He says, absolutely not, but my customers do. If you want to try it, if you want to try Chinese, going to a Chinese restaurant, and you want to find out what is it about Chinese restaurants that makes the food taste so good compared to what you make at home, and just be flat out can't do it at home. Well, if you ask them to prepare the food with no monosodium glutamate, no MSG whatsoever, you'll find out that theirs is no better than yours. It's the MSG that sends your taste buds into a frenzy.
And damages your brain.
Yeah. Yep. Class, if you'd like to call Dr. Shuley's office, 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. Speaking about damaging one's brain, Dr. Shuley, television.
Monosodium glutamate is extremely toxic to the brain. I mean, what more can I say? Campbell's Soup has it. You know, I always say Campbell's Soup is not good. They're crap. And I'm being kind. But
you know what's really interesting about what you just said, Dr. Shuley? You and I have been helping companies promote their goods for 8 years. I mean, together, you and I, just together. And you've been doing this before that. No one has sued us yet. Nobody.
Ideas,
well, you know, I have a feeling they realize that if they grab that tiger by the tail, we'll just keep talking about it more and more and more and more. So, television. There was a study about television, and is it making us dumber?
Yes.
And the answer, yes. And you've been saying this. You have been saying this for years. Well, after 10 years of studying, it has been determined by research published in the American Economic Review this month that television has 10 years of being exposed to cable television. You know, I'm talking about television shows that tell you when to laugh, tell you when things are funny, because, you know, how would you know if they didn't tell you? The IQ of the people watching cable television for 10 years has been reduced by 1.8%. Can you imagine that?
Well, imagine another 10% by fluoride.
Well, you know, we're getting to the point where we're all going to walk around in Pampers. if we walk at all. Yeah. Unbelievable, Dr. Shilley. So, I don't watch television. You know, people will say, have you seen this on Fox News? And No, I have not.
Why on earth would I waste my time watching nonsense?
Right. And these are people who are paid, you know, relatively pleasant to look at, and they have been trained how to read the teleprompter, and that's what they do. They don't know what they're doing. I mean, from an understanding standpoint, they read it. Someone else writes it for them. And if you watched, ABC, CBS, or NBC, the big three networks, I'm saying like 30 years ago, you'd find out they'd all have the same stories during the same news hour. They'd have the same stories. It's just like, pick the guy that you want to read the story. And that's what we did. We picked the guy, and that was how we watched the news. But, and then we found out that most of the news comes from just a few sources, which is something that you sent me in an email today, talking about how few the sources of the news actually, how few sources we actually have. So, and then I'm reading stories about how people who are in the independent media are going to be shut down and arrested. The CIA wants us arrested for reporting things. So if we report things that the government doesn't want us to know about, we can be arrested for doing that. That's coming. And the CIA already wants that. But as far as what they do want us to do, they want us to watch television and they want our IQs to become lower. And the proof of that is they allow it. They also allow fluoride in the water. As a matter of fact, they insist on it. Just try to get fluoride out of the water. I tried, and I couldn't do it. I tried for years on a radio station in Springfield, Missouri. I talked about the toxicity of fluoride, and they heard me loud and clear. So they threw me off the air. I mean, that's how that works. So we're not watching television, but I would suggest that there is a series that all of our class watch. And you can buy it on eBay. You can buy a used DVD set for season number one. It's about, 8 to 10 years old. And it's about $10 for the whole set. And it's called Wayward Pines. Wayward, and then the word Pines, P-I-N-E-S. It's about a little village, a little town. And it's controlled. It's controlled by the people who run the show. And it talks about, individual greed. It talks about individual stupidity. It talks about the sum of all individual greed and individual stupidity and how everybody can be threatened. And it talks about what happened and why they're in this town and why they can't leave the town. Because the rest of the world has been destroyed by the sum of all individual greed and individual stupidity. We blew up the planet. We did. And so there's only this one little life raft, which is Wayward Pines, the town. And people can't wait to escape Wayward Pines. But there's nothing outside of Wayward Pines except death. And they can't wait to leave. And they don't understand. So it's a riveting, riveting series. Mrs. Finelli and I watched it once. We'll probably do it again. And you can buy it and own it. And I wouldn't suggest anyone spend money on anything unless I would, and I think it is so important that you watch it. It's a good addition to Jericho. It's a good addition to Survivors, the BBC series, the original one in the 70s. So there you have it, Wayward Pines. But if you think that you can multitask and read the internet and do multiple things while you're watching this, the answer is you probably cannot. You won't understand what it's about. You're actually going to have to pay attention. Well, and that's what we do when we read books, right, Dr. Shilley? When we're reading a book, don't we have to pay attention?
Of course.
But compare that to watching television. Some people, you know, I've heard people say, "Well, I just want it on for the, you know, for the noise." Why would anybody want noise? I want the absence of noise.
I'm with you.
Yep.
And especially
okay.
Dirty noise.
I
call it dirty, only because it's negative.
Yeah. Well, and there's another component to that, and actually I wanted to ask you about this. So We have seen a rise in what I would call the reduction of standards in the media. Things that used to be considered not acceptable are now considered acceptable. Actors and actresses and politicians are using the F word as if it's acceptable in public. Television is using profanity. If you're watching not over the air television, it's got all kinds of salacious, scandalous sex scenes, homosexual sex. I mean, it's way over the top, out of control, unacceptable. But yet, it continues. And what it reminds me of is Rome, right? Now, Rome obviously didn't have television when Rome fell, but didn't Rome fall for the same reasons? The same lack of standards? The same lack of morality? Isn't that what happened, Dr. Shilley?
Yep. You got it.
So I really wanted to ask you this question, and it's a very difficult question to ask. Why is it that homosexuality is becoming acceptable in society? Why is that? Because when I was growing up, it was not acceptable.
Well, what I found most interesting, the LGBT thing is added a Q at the end, and that's what homosexuals used to be called.
Right.
And now they're calling them that again, but they're calling them as though that's a good name.
Right. Right. You're absolutely right. And they even had a television show called Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Now, whatever that is.
I'm glad I don't watch television.
Right. Well, I've never seen it. I just saw the title. But Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
But, you know, honestly, Ben, what two people do together is none of my business. But I don't see bragging about it in public.
Well, okay. Yeah. I've got to tell you, I'm not on board with that, and I'll tell you why. We had Mrs. Finelli and I bought a series of apartment buildings and single family homes that we bought as real estate investments years and years ago, back in the 1980s. I rehabbed them, fixed them up, put tenants in them, and we had a series of tenants. And one day, this couple said, "We'd love to rent this place from you. It's a really good rate." And I said, "Okay, so you guys are a couple." And I asked them where they worked, and they said they worked at this very fancy restaurant. And it was a real upscale restaurant in town. And I said, "Great." And they could afford it. And so we let them move in. And then a little bit later, they asked if they had some friends and they wanted to move in too, and it would be easier for them to afford the rent if there were two couples. So I said, sure. So now we have two guys and two gals. But what I didn't understand at the time was with the first couple, they were gay. So they were a couple. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. There was a guy and a girl. They were not a couple. But when the second couple moved in, then we had two couples. So we had two guys and two gals. So they misled me at first, letting me think that a guy and a gal was a couple. They weren't a couple. And they worked at a restaurant. And what I saw at that home that we rented made me sick to my stomach. And it made me really, really concerned about going out to eat. I'm talking about spreading of disease. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Dr. Shilley, what I'm talking about is what I would call risky behavior. And what I saw in the sets of homosexuals that we rented apartments or houses or buildings to, what I saw as the guy who would do the maintenance and fixing the, you know, the sinks and the toilets and the water heaters and those kinds of things, what I saw was risky behavior, and it encouraged me not to eat at restaurants. So that's my concern. So when you talk about what they do, you know, behind closed doors, that's one thing. But, you know, if you go back to Bill Clinton, what he did in the Oval Office, you know, people would say, well, you know, what he does is, you know, it has no effect on how he would run corporate USA. Well, that's nonsense. You know, Bill Clinton was accused of all kinds of crimes, and the people who accused him of those crimes seemed to, you know, shoot themselves in the head a couple times, things like that. Yeah, so I am concerned about the riskiness of the behavior. Any comments before we go on to the next topic?
Well, you're right about, you know, but I got to say, Vince, the average person takes great risk every day of their life because they don't pay attention to what they're eating, what they're doing, what they're thinking, what they're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a risky world if you don't think.
Right, and I don't want to leave home. really. I mean, I like staying home here on the farm because I feel comfortable here. And whenever I go to Springfield, either on the way to going to Springfield or on the way home, either somebody cuts me off, gives me the finger. It takes extreme risks with their life, which impacts me because I've got to slam on the brakes. I mean, it's crazy, this me-first attitude that so many people have. And here's just one more example of it. So there's a story on the internet about, it's called The Banana Trick and Other Acts of Self-Checkout Thievery. And then the subheading of this article says, quote, anyone who pays more than half of their stuff in self-checkout is a total moron, end quote. That's what it says. So what they're saying is, oh, you don't have to be honest about this, and you can steal, and it's okay. And here's why they say it's okay. What they do, there are a couple ways of stealing at self-checkout. Now, I am not encouraging this, and I don't do it. It's called in the supermarket world, it's called external shrinkage. They don't call it shoplifting anymore. So what people do is they will weigh a bunch of bananas. They'll pick a bunch of bananas, and they'll say, oh, this weighs 3 pounds. Then what they'll do is they'll go over to the meat department, and the bananas are typically, 38 cents a pound, 42 cents a pound, something like that. They'll go over to the meat department, and they'll find a $13.99 a pound steak that weighs about 3 pounds, real close to 3 pounds. Then they'll take off the sticker from the bananas, the UPC sticker, and they'll put it somewhere on the top of the steak package. Then they'll go through the self-checkout, and they'll click on the banana sticker while they're checking out their steak. And then they'll put it in the weighing system, and it will weigh about right because it's 3 pounds of bananas versus 3 pounds of steak. It weighs about the same. That's what people are doing. And what does that mean? That means that the rest of us, the ones who are paying full price, have to pay for the ones who are stealing. But the people who, how many are stealing? Well, according to my research, about 20%. 20% of 2,634 people have admitted to having stolen something at a self-checkout. Why?
Wow.
20%. That's a pretty high percentage. So people feel that, some people feel, that they have a right to do this. Now, why do they do this? Because here's their logic. The logic is, well, they're not paying me to be a cashier. So if they're not paying me to be a cashier, I'm going to get paid to be a cashier, so I will not scan items that I'm checking out or incorrectly scan them to compensate me for being a cashier. That's what people are thinking. Dr. Shuler, your thoughts when we come back. We're losing ground.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A second suspect still being sought for yesterday's mass shooting at a popular food festival in Northern California that leaves three people dead. The shooter killed by police makes four, and at least 15 people were wounded.
We were standing there, we're in the restroom, we walk out, I literally turn like this, and he's standing right there with this rifle. He's getting ready to put the bullets in it, and he just starts shooting. He's walking towards the tent where we were working.
Among those killed, a six-year-old boy. Police say the second suspect in some way helped the gunman. The president just condemned the horrific mass shooting, in his words. The president in the Rose Garden for a bill signing ceremony for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund bill. He's flanked by police and fire officers who responded to the 9/11 terrorist attacks in Lower Manhattan on 9/11. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, cheetah, you've got your.
Take my.
When you go to the
season,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. Dr. Shealy, theft is on the rise and morality is on the decline. Let me give you an example. So there was this guy who had a Tesla car. And this came from ZeroHedge.com. So it's in Florida, Lake Worth, Florida. And he looks outside his front window, and he sees a homeowner sees a Tesla car on his lawn. And there's an extension cord running from the car to this guy's house. So this guy has a Tesla car, and he's charging it. Just plugs into this guy's, you know, somebody doesn't know, plugs it into their house and charges his car. Doesn't say it would be okay with you if I'm, you know, kind of stuck and I'm out of energy and my battery's dead. Can I pay you to charge my vehicle? No. He just finds that this guy has got his car on this other man's front lawn and an extension cord running to charge it. Now, to me, that is exactly the same thing as going into this guy's garage, taking out a couple red gas cans and pouring the gas from the lawnmowers that would be used for the lawnmowers into this guy's vehicle. That's the same thing to me. So we have lost our way when it comes to what's right and what's wrong. Now, I think if that were on my front lawn, I would probably take the time to go get my backhoe and drag that car off my front lawn and put it like in the middle of the road, like at an intersection. That's probably what I would do. I just can't believe that someone would have the guts to go steal electricity from someone else's outlet. Not ask, just steal it. Now, the homeowner was way nicer than I would be. He just let him have it and didn't charge him for the electricity. I think it's crazy. Any comments, Dr. Shealy, on that bizarre story? Dr. Shealy, did we lose you? I don't know where Dr. Shealy is. Okay. Well, let me tell you the next one. It's kind of neat. So there was this ad in a local publication. This was back in the 80s. And it says, Bachelor of the Month. Financial strategist, and it has his name, 27 years old, talks only to people who make over $1 million a year. Exclamation point. If you're a cute Texas girl, write this New York dynamo at 55 Water Street, 49th floor, New York City, 10041. There's a picture of this guy. And this particular financial advisor is pretty well known. He was considered an eligible Bachelor of the Month, in a magazine called Cosmopolitan. So there were pictures of him, and there was an article about him, and he was featured in July of 1980 as Cosmopolitan's Bachelor of the Month. And they had a tiny advertising section for successful men across the country. And at the time, this guy was a Bear Stearns financial trader. And so he puts this ad in the magazine. And so who is he? Well, he's a guy that would rub shoulders with some interesting people. Donald Trump is one. Prince Andrew is another one. Bill Clinton's another one. So who is he? Well, you know him today by the name of Jeffrey Epstein. So he placed an advertisement looking for a cute Texas girl. Now, girl, not lady, not woman, girl. If you're a cute Texas girl, now maybe there's a difference of understanding what the word girl means. Maybe he meant lady, but he said girl. So there you have it. And the more we learn about Jeffrey Epstein, that guy, the more we're learning that he was a Clinton supporter. He had a few clients. He hobnobbed with the wealthy, the elite. are starting to find out that those guys don't have the same morals and ethics that we have. Dr. Shealy, are you with us? I think we seem to have lost Dr. Shealy.
I'm here. I hear you. You don't hear me?
Oh, okay. I can hear you now. Great. So did you hear what I said about Jeffrey Epstein?
Well, I said crooks are crooks. Some
yeah.
crooks more crooked than other crooks.
Yep. And so, but Cosmopolitan thought so much of him, he was featured on the cover of the magazine.
Well, they're probably
as,
just,
you know,
as thought as is he.
Yeah. So the reason that Rick and I, Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I did that broadcast for over an hour, actually like an hour and 45 minutes about doublespeak, was to show you that you, class, you cannot believe what is in the media. You, not even from us. Because we pulled that off. We perpetrated a huge hoax just to show you, as a class, to show you firsthand how you can be misled by us. Now, I'm not saying that we do this all the time. We've only done it once. But I think we'll do it again this week. And I'll tell you. But you can be misled by the mainstream media. You can be misled by the media. It's unbelievable. Cosmopolitan saying that this guy is like an eligible bachelor and boy, oh boy, you should look him up because, boy, what a great experience you will have with this pedophile. Robert in Kansas, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Good morning, Vincent, Dr. Shealy. I called to ask Dr. Shealy a question about Moonlight, but I wanted to ask you, Vincent, do you know that an organization by the name of NAMBLA is an official member of the United Nations?
Well, I didn't know that, but that's the Man-Boy Love Association. Is that what you're talking about?
North American Man Boy Love Association is an official member of the United Nations, and so it lets you know, as far as world government, where they want to go with this perversion thing. The homosexuality stuff, you hear Rich Sheban talk about adult mutual consensual, that's really just a trick. They're getting regular, normal people to accept a form of perversion just to lead them down the road to accepting other forms, like, for instance, incest. If you're adult mutual consensual, well, then you can have incest. And it just never stops. Inevitably, they want to bring about all perversions as legalized and normalized and celebrated. It's just the foot in the door with the celebration of homosexuality. That's really what it is.
Robert, I'm going to disclose something that I don't think I've ever disclosed. And that is that normally, which is like probably 99.999% of the time, I don't challenge our instructors, no matter who they are. Okay? I let them say their piece, and I don't get into a contest with them about what they just said. I don't do it. However, that very, very small percentage of the time when it comes to homosexuality, I will not back down. I will not back down. And I'm with you. And we even have, at the congressional level, we have incest. We have a Congress critter who married her brother. Now, what do you call that?
Crazy.
I don't know, Vince. I don't know what you call it. I just know that the people in charge, it's not about, you know, two guys or two gals getting together and liking each other. It's not what it's about. This is a long-term satanic plan to bring about all perversion, pedophilia, bestiality, things that you can't even imagine. These people want to have sex with dead people, Vince. It is the most disgusting, evil thing you can think of. And the foot in the door is just celebrating gay marriage, having those parades, the pride in being sinful. And That's really what you're looking at. Eventually they'll say, well, why are you standing in the way of love when kids want to be involved sexually? You're getting in the way of love. What are you? You're the bigot for wanting to stop the love. That's what they're going to tell you. When in fact these people are just plain evil is what it is.
I read a story this morning about this mother and father, and they had two young children. Young children, I'm talking like 10 and under. And they are so proud that the one who was born a girl decided that she really didn't want to be a girl, she wanted to be a boy. And the one who was born a boy decided that he didn't want to be a boy, he wanted to be a girl. So they have the world, maybe the world's first, certainly the country's first family with both children being transgender. And they are proud of it. I got to tell you, I would be embarrassed. And I don't know how parents can... I mean, there are a couple of things that are really rough in a person's life. The death of a parent, the death of a spouse, the death of a child, and then finding out that your child is a homosexual. Those are the big ones to me.
That's the end of your bloodline.
And I've told...
I think transgender is even worse. Because that's a serious assault upon physical common sense.
Well, I hope that's in your book, Dr. Shuley, because, I mean, that...
I have to add another chapter.
Well, guys, think about it. If God created you as a man, Vincent, he basically set forth for you a destiny, the burdens, the responsibilities, all the things that are good and bad, right? He set forth for you to develop into a man and do your duty to God. Well, the transgender thing is Satanism in a way that is so clear, where they take a woman, let's say, and she's supposed to be a woman, a wife, a mother, to have children, and then they want to... you know, mess her up sexually, give her hormones, sterilize her, make her into a man. It is a literal, it is the taking the creation of God and destroying it. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we were raising our daughter, I thought it'd be the coolest thing if she was a tomboy. And I really meant it, and I still do mean it. I'm talking about, I think it's great if girls want to climb trees and turn wrenches, and you know, but I still want her to be feminine, too. I don't mean transgender. I just mean know some things that guys know. We'll be right back.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Can somebody help me? I think my air conditioner's dying.
Nurse, I need a compressor and a condenser coil. Stat.
Sounds serious.
Doctor, it's losing pressure, and the blower motor is unresponsive.
Sounds expensive.
That depends. Do you have an American Home Shield home warranty?
No.
Well, then I'm afraid I have some bad news.
Before your next home system and appliance breakdown, be sure you call American Home Shield. We help cover the cost when major components of up to 21 home systems and appliances die. Either we'll come to your home and repair them, or we'll replace them, no matter their age, including your AC, washer, oven, electrical, and plumbing. For a free quote, call 1-800-700-4350. Be sure your budget's protected. Be sure with the Shield, American Home Shield. For a free quote on flexible plans to meet your needs and budget, call 1-800-700-4350. That's 1-800-700-4350.
Limitations and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Dr. Shuley's with us, and Robert in Kansas is with us. Both USA Preparedness instructors, both real men. And I'd like to ask a question. I think both of these gentlemen can handle this. Normally, I would not ask this question. Let's see how it goes. And if you choose not to answer, that's okay. Robert, you first. So here's the scenario. You have a dear friend. He's a guy. He's about your age. And you like this guy. You do things together. And he has a wife. He has a lovely wife. And he has a couple children. And one of the children decides that that child is gay. And after a couple years, that child, and we're talking in their mid-20s, and that child decides that that one will get married to someone of the same sex. And that is allowed in your state. You're in Kansas, but let's say it's allowed. The government corporation says there can be a same-sex marriage, and that's just peachy. The question I have for you, Robert, is would you, if you were invited to the wedding, would you go?
I don't believe it is a wedding, Vincent. I believe that a marriage is the union of masculine and feminine, which creates new life. It's pretty simple. God tells us what is right and what is wrong just by the rules of the road down here. And so, that's a marriage between a man and a woman. They create a family. That's the whole point of marriage. And so for two homosexuals, they're not going to create a family. Their union is not that of God. It's that of Satan. And so they I don't even think a lot of these people love each other, Vincent. I think it's about sex and lust.
I think you're absolutely right. I think you're absolutely right. I think it's about what feels good. Yeah. So the question still remains, whether you call it a wedding or a union or a ceremony or a convention or an assembly in the park or whatever you want to call it, would you go? Now, the reason I'm asking is you have a buddy as a guy, you have a buddy who's the father of one of these children who's getting married, or having a union, or having a ceremony, whatever you want to call it. Would you go? Because that will define your relationship with that guy going forward.
No, I wouldn't go, Vincent, because I care more about what God thinks of me than what people think of me. So if my friend sees me as being wrong for that, then he does, but I don't think God does. So it's I just let him have that. I would try to help him with his son, you know, and say, hey, you know, try and help this kid overcome these things. But if he's already getting married and stuff, then you know, that's kind of a lost cause at that point.
You're making an assumption. You're making an assumption that it's his son. Dr. Shealy, what are your thoughts, if you'd like to weigh in?
I would have to bow out. I don't think I could condone. I don't believe it should. I don't think it's right for two people of the same sex to call themselves married.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I've been thinking about this type of a scenario. And I think more of us are going to be involved in this going forward, because homosexuality seems to be the new big thing. And I think some of us are going to have to make that decision. And one way of looking at it is, what about the father? The guy's got to be devastated. The guy had, I mean, he was probably thinking that his family is going to expand. You know, all the hard work and effort of his wife and him and his parents and her parents and their parents, you know, the accumulated wealth, if you want to call it that, the accumulation of all the savings of the generations, you know, is now funneled into the children. And now it's not likely that with one of the children that will continue. So if there's only one child, if it's an only child family, then the family stops right then and there with this homosexual combination. Stops right there. It's over. There will be no more continuation. And I got to tell you, if that happened to me, I'd be pretty mad. I mean, you could see the smoke from wherever you are. You know, if you look toward Missouri, you'd be able to see the smoke. But that'd be me. I told our boys and our daughter, if you guys get the inclination that you are homosexual, don't come home. Don't come home. And some people say, well, no, you have to love your children. No, it's over right then and there. If everything I taught them, they forgot. If all the effort of mom and dad went up in smoke because they want to feel really good with this perverted homosexual sex that transcends everything, they're out of the will and they're not coming home. And I don't love them anymore. I wouldn't love them anymore if that happened. What are your thoughts? Real quickly, Robert.
I just think we need more of that. The intolerance of things that are evil, that are wrong.
Well, that was my New Year's resolution, to increase my intolerance. Dr. Shealy, your quick thoughts?
Political correctness is nonsense.
I'm looking forward to reading your book, Dr. Shealy. I really am. Robert, Dr. Shealy, thank you so much for being with us today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.